Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now skip on down in the fifth chapter here to the 12th verse. It came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. This would be, you know, we'd call it stage four, last stages, terminal of this disease. And seeing Jesus, he fell on his face and besought him and said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. So he believes that it could happen, but he's not healed believing that. Keep going. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched his mass of diseased flesh. He's in the last stages. The Bible refers to it as being dead while you live, because the tissue on your body has already died. You're basically mostly a walking corpse. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched that diseased flesh and said, I will. Wonder if he still says, I will. When did he ever say, I won't? You know, in order for something to be scriptural, you need scriptures for it. And these folks that try to tell us it's not always the will of God, where is your scripture for that? Where? Sometimes it's not God's will. Sometimes God says, wait a while. Where? Where? Where is your scripture? Everybody that ever came to Jesus to be healed left healed. Everybody. Everybody. And we'll see as we go, we're talking about tens of thousands and scores of thousands of people in some of these crowds. Surely there's at least a couple of unlucky ones in a big group like that that wasn't ready, or God was still working something out in their life, or for some reason it just wasn't God's will or His timing. At least a couple. But no, not a one. Everyone that came to be healed left healed. Because He's the God who forgives all your iniquities and He heals all your diseases. He's the God who heals you. He's the God that healeth thee. He said, I will. Touched him and said, I will. You be clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. This wasn't after 24 treatments. This was right now. Is healing power real? Has it gone away? Has God lost his power or changed his mind or changed his will? Can this kind of thing still happen today? It is happening. It is happening. It is happening. In some places a lot more than others. Places like here. In Sarasota. And people that are joined with us. Hallelujah. These signs follow them that believe. Not those that don't believe. Keep reading. He charged him to. Told him to go and show yourself to the priest and offer for the cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony to them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him. Now this word fame has to do with the same word translated hear or report. How did the fame get spread? They heard about him. They heard about things like this that had just happened. These healings and miracles. And what's the result? Great multitudes. Now we're given accounts in the Bible where it said a multitude was thousands. Well, what about great multitudes? Plural. We're talking about tens of thousands of people and scores of thousands of people. And why did they come? Why did they come? They came together to hear and to be healed by Him of their infirmities. Everybody say, to hear and to be healed. Come on, say it again. To hear and to be healed. See, not just to be healed. If you just come to be healed, you can miss it. Remember we talked about, we need to emphasize a couple of things. That God is a healing God. And His will is healing. And then what else? How does He do it? And how do we receive it? That's what we're talking about right now. The hearing is an indispensable part of the healing. Just like the hearing is an indispensable part of the new birth. Come on, can you see that? How do you get saved? How will they believe in Him in whom they've not heard? They won't. They can't. How will they hear without a preacher? They won't. They can't. Now, they came to hear and to be healed by Him of their infirmities, which means their physical weaknesses. Skip over down to the 6th chapter, I believe it is. Just a short distance to chapter 6 and the 17th verse, because we're establishing this is not a one-time incident. This is a mode of operation. This is the way the Master did it. We need to remind ourselves that Jesus ministered to the sick as a man, not as God. Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. Did He say that?
Yes.
Is that true or not?
Yes.
True or not?
Yes.
Now I know that bothers a lot of people, but you need to get this fixed or there's going to be some whole areas of His power not available to you. If He did it as God, none of us are God. Right? So none of us would have the ability to minister like Him. And people have tried to say that. Well, who are you making yourself out to be? That's Jesus. He can do that. He didn't do it as God. Philippians tells us He laid aside His mighty weight and glory and power and became like other men. Didn't He? That's why the Bible said He could do no mighty works in His own hometown. Why? He had to have faith. Just like we have to have faith. How does it come? Which is why the people came? To hear. To hear and be healed. Divine healing starts with hearing. Hallelujah. Just like divine salvation begins with hearing. Hearing the good news, the gospel about Jesus. Well, hallelujah. He has more than one benefit. He's not only a Savior, He's the healer too. He's the filler and baptizer with the Holy Spirit. He's the leader and guide. He's the protector. Hallelujah. So in 6 and 17, He came down with them and stood in the plain. This is another place, another situation. And the company of His disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem from the seacoast of Tyre and Zidon. And they came, other crowds, they came to what? To hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. Why did they come to these meetings? To hear and to be healed. Hallelujah. And they realized, I need to hear to be healed. Glory to God. Hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. That's the title of our new series. Hear and be healed. Not my words. Amen. The Bible's words. Amen. Hear and be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Yes. It doesn't matter if it's physical or mental. Emotional, soulical, doesn't matter what it is. If it's wrong, He can fix it. Amen. Huh? Sure. So easy. We're talking about the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
That's right.
What is it that would be hard for Him to fix? It is so easy for the Lord to restore. He created man. How easy would it be for Him to restore a heart or a lung or a kidney? All it takes is a touch. Just a touch. Just a touch. That's why you see situations like the woman with the issue of blood pressed through the crowd and what? Touched. Touched. And when she did, the power flowed into her. Jesus stopped and said, I perceived that virtue or anointing or power flowed out of me. And in the end, He told her, go in peace, daughter. Be whole. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your place. Your faith has healed you. Now, why didn't He say, my power has healed you? Why didn't He say, I've demonstrated my deity just now? He could have said it. Why should we emphasize something different than what Jesus emphasized? Why should we? I know it's common because people have done it so long, because preachers learned that in their university and their Bible schools and seminaries. But where is it at? He still is the great I Am, Jehovah Rapha. He still is. And He still does it the same way. Why would you need to hear to be healed? Anybody remember Romans 10? Huh? We were just talking about it. Put it up on the screen, Romans 10, 17. You say, well, I've heard these verses before. Yeah, and you need to hear them again. I've eaten a good meal before too. And I'll do it again. Come on, think about it. What if you never ate the same thing twice? You got to the buffet, sliding your tray down, going, potatoes. Had those back in 69. Chicken, no, I had that in 72. You go starve to death.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.